Horton Locker Room Chat continues here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM. High school basketball rolling along here in 23, and we're joined now by boys basketball coach, that is David Losey. It is presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, this week you jump out of any KL play and go on the road to a TVL school in Blue Valley. Blue Valley right now one of the top teams in that league, and the Rams are able to win it on their home floor, 68-58. Take us through that one a little bit. I know you guys got down a little bit early. Guys fought back multiple times, but just unable to get over the hump in the end.
Yeah, Blue Valley's a good basketball team. They've got some really good players. They like to push it up. They shoot the ball pretty well, and they got out on us early. Like I said, they shot very well the first quarter, and we did a good job, I thought, keeping our composure, fighting back, getting within a couple possessions a couple different times late, and we had our opportunities. You know, we put them at the line. They missed some free throws. We couldn't quite get over that hump. But, you know, I don't look at moral victories or anything like that, but I hope that the last 2.5 to 3 quarters we can really look at is, hey, we can play with some teams and do some things that are a little bit different than what we've seen. I mean, these guys get out and run. And I thought we matched up pretty well later on. Our defense picked up a little bit. And I'm hoping that can springboard us a little bit on through the rest of the season.
Well, and we cover, of course, NEKL, TVL, and Big 7. It's always fun when these teams can kind of mix and match in some non-league games throughout the course of the year. And certainly the exception there with that trip to Blue Valley. Is there a team they remind you of in the NEKL? Is it style? Is it what they do, how they look athletically? You know, just what kind of stands out? Can you compare them to anybody in league play?
Yeah, I think I look at P. Ridge a little bit. I think Oski, you know, a little bit also with you trying to push the ball at least earlier. I mean, I'm assuming they're still doing it earlier in the season with the stuff that I watched. But they're a very talented basketball team. There might be, you know, they do well in our league, I think, and nothing against our league. We've got very good basketball teams there, and they're a very good team.
Your team sitting here at 5-3, 5-2 in league play, and you jump back into NEKL play before we get going with midseason tournaments next week, and you get one of the best in ACCHS. They're 7-2. They're playing really well. They have won 4 straight. They had a close one with Jefferson County North on Tuesday, but they were able to hold on, get that win 54-48. What challenges lie ahead with ACCHS?
Well, you know, like the first time, it was a down to the wire OT game. I mean, they're a talented team. They've got a couple of very good players, and they are playing well right now. You know, we keep our eye on each other, all the league schools and whatnot. So we're going to have to play very well. We're going to have to, you know, cut down turnovers. That's one of the biggest things, and we've done a little better job of that. We'll just have to, you know, try to keep their guys in check a little bit. You know, we hope to defend them as well as we did last time and give ourselves an opportunity to win a basketball game.
Yeah, Chargers winning that first matchup, as you mentioned, again in overtime, 51-49 right before the break. You see them here coming up on Friday, just a little bit more than a month later. But a good one expected, no doubt, at Horton as they host ACCHS on Friday. And that's boys head coach David Losey joining us. It is brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, good luck on Friday against ACCHS. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.